Good day, everyone. Please stay tuned for this week's episode of Music Moves, celebrating the life of Martha Graham.
Hello, this is Ramona Pansagra, Music Director for Kansas City Ballet, welcoming you to my weekly show about music and dance, Music Moves.
Today's program celebrates the life of Martha Graham. She would have celebrated her 126th birthday this week. Time magazine named Martha Graham Dancer of the Century, and People magazine named her among the female icons of the century. As a choreographer, she was as prolific as she was complex. She created 181 ballets and a dance technique that has been compared to ballet in its revolutionary scope. Her approach to dance and theater revolutionized the art form, and her vocabulary has influenced dance irrevocably. In 1926, she founded her own company, which still exists today, and living and working out of a tiny Carnegie Hall studio in Manhattan, she developed her technique and experimented endlessly with basic human movement. The two most elemental of those movements, contraction and release, became her signature. She built a vocabulary of movement that, as she said, would increase the emotional activity of a dancer's body. Her dancing and choreography also explored the depths of human emotion, and most of her characters were strong women. The dance world was forever changed by Martha Graham. She was inspired by a variety of sources, including painting, the American frontier, Native Americans, religious ceremonies, Greek mythology, and her portrayal of some of the great women of history is legendary. Women such as Joan of Arc, Clytemnestra, Medea. She was very much interested in Greek mythology. She conceived her works as a complete entity, dance, costumes, and music. And she collaborated for over 70 years with great artists such as sculptor Noguchi, actor and director John Houseman, fashion designer Halston, and composers, including Aaron Copland, Louis Horst, Samuel Barber, William Schumann, Norman Dellagioia, and Giancarlo Minotti. Truly, she brought forth these great American composers and presented them to the public on stage with her works. Also, her company and the training involved in it created many future modern choreographers such as Merce Cunningham and Paul Taylor and Twyla Tharp. Martha Graham is recognized as a primal artistic force of the 20th century, right alongside Picasso, James Joyce, Stravinsky, and Frank Lloyd Wright. But this program is Music Moves. So today, we're going to analyze and listen to probably one of her greatest commissions, that of Appalachian Spring by Aaron Copland. In 1942, Martha Graham commissioned Aaron Copland to write a ballet with an American theme. Copland did most of the work in 1943 and 1944, and it was premiered at the Library of Congress on October 30th, 1944, with Graham dancing the lead role. The ballet did evolve. In 1945, Copland was commissioned to rearrange the ballet as an orchestral suite, which is how we know it today, Copland cut about 10 minutes from the original score to make the suite as we know it today. In the original publication, publisher Boosey and Hawk said that current arrangement for symphony orchestra was made by the composer in spring of 1945, and it condensed the version of the ballet. So, if you want to hear the whole ballet today, you do have to go see the ballet. It exists in commercial form as the orchestral suite and was first recorded by Serge Koussevitzky and the Boston Symphony in 1945. Appalachian Spring tells the story of a young frontier couple on their wedding day. It was created as World War II in Europe was drawing to an end, and the ballet tried to capture the imagination of Americans who were beginning to believe in a more prosperous future and a time when men and women would be united again. The themes from American culture can be found throughout the dance, and Aaron Copland enforces this by weaving the Shaker tune Simple Gifts throughout the score. Martha Graham includes choreography with square dance patterns and skips and paddle turns and even a grand right and left. With its tale of new life looking forward, the dance embodies hope. Critics called Appalachian Spring shining and joyous, a testimony to the simple fineness of the human spirit. While doing research for today's program, I came across a really interesting fact. Originally, Aaron Copland didn't have a title for his new work, so he just called it A Ballet for Martha. Shortly before the premiere, Martha Graham suggested Appalachian Spring, a phrase from a Hart Crane poem, The Dance, from a collection of poems in his book, The Bridge. The section is this: Oh, Appalachian Spring, I gained the ledge, steep, inaccessible smile that eastward bends and northward reaches in that violet wedge of Adirondacks. Because Copland composed the music without the benefit of knowing what the title was going to be, Copland was often amused when people told him he'd captured the beauty of the Appalachians in his music. Obviously, he had no idea the ballet was going to be set in the Appalachians. Little known is the word spring in the poem denotes a source of water, not the season. However, Appalachian Spring has come to represent spring in all its forms. The ballet is divided into 8 sections, and Copland had a little description before each one. So I thought we would hear those, hear the theme, and then hear the section. For the first section, Copland entitled it Very Slowly, and then added Introduction of the Characters One by One in a Suffused Light. And here is the theme. Thank you. Section 2, Fast Allegro. And Copeland added, sudden burst of unison strings in A major arpeggios starts the action. A sentiment both elated and religious gives the keynote to this scene. And the theme is... Third section, moderate, moderato. Duo for the bride and her intended, scene of tenderness and passion. And the two themes are...
Thank you.
Section 4. Quite Fast. The Revivalist and His Flock. Folksy Feeling. Suggestions of Square Dances and Country Fiddlers. And the theme is...
Thank you.
Section 5. Still Faster, Subito Allegro. Solo Dance of the Bride. Presentiment of Motherhood. Extremes of Joy and Fear and Wonder. And the themes are... Section 6. Very slowly, as at first. Transition scene to music reminiscent of the introduction. And the themes are... Section 7. Calm and Flowing. Doppio movimento. Scenes of daily activity for the bride and her farmer husband. There are 5 variations on a shaker theme, and the theme here sung by a solo clarinet was taken from a collection of shaker melodies compiled by Edward Andrews. And they were published under the title The Gift to Be Simple. The melody borrowed and used, almost literally, is called Simple Gifts. And the theme is... Section 8. Moderate. Coda. Moderato coda. The bride takes her place among her neighbors. At the end, the couple are left quiet and strong in their new house. muted strings intone a hushed prayer-like chorale passage. The close is reminiscent of the opening, and the themes are This is Ramona Panzagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet, and today we're listening to the legacy of Martha Graham and her commissions of many wonderful works for dance. We just heard Appalachian Spring with the New York Philharmonic conducted by Leonard Bernstein. I'd like to share another work with you commissioned by Martha Graham, and this is by composer Norman Dellagioia. It's called Diversion of Angels. It doesn't have a story, but the three sections, according to Martha Graham, describe the three aspects of love. Also, it has been interpreted as the three facets of one woman's characters. The piece has three couples and a corps de ballet. They represent in each movement a different aspect of love. The first movement, adolescent love, in yellow. The second movement, romantic love, in red. And the final movement, mature love, in white. So here is Norman DeLaJoyo's score for Diversion of Angels, premiered in 1948. This is Ramona Panzagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet, and we just heard Norman Delajoyo's 3-movement work for Martha Graham called Diversion of Angels. Once again, Miss Graham had referenced a poem in relationship to her work. In the program notes at the premiere, a poem by Ben Bellett was referenced, and it said, "At once strenuous and tender, humors of innocence, garlands of angels, joy in the wilderness stare, a diversion of angels." Martha Graham continued to dance into her mid-70s, and she choreographed until her death on April 1, 1991, at the age of 96. She left behind a legacy of inspiration, not only for dancers, but for artists of all kinds. Martha Graham has been quoted many times. One of her most profound, though, was, "A dancer dies twice. Once when they stop dancing, and this first death is the more painful." But she also said, "Think of the magic of that foot, comparatively small, upon which your whole weight rests. It's a miracle, and the dance is a celebration of that miracle." I hope you've enjoyed a tribute to Martha Graham on the occasion of her 126th birthday. Please stay tuned next week for more adventures in music and dance.
This is Ramona Panzagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet. Have a great week.